News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Sunday marks 40 years since Live Aid. It's estimated £150 million have been raised for famine relief since Live Aid. But what other impacts have the concert and the single had? We're joined by Dipo Faloen, author of Africa is Not a Country. Dipo, thanks indeed for talking to us today. And the Africa is Not a Country is an absolutely brilliant book. I read it at the time. But you believe the legacy of Live Aid is not entirely positive. Tell us why.
Yes, good morning. Well, what we saw from Live Aid was a new impression of Africa that ended up spreading over the decades since. If we look at Live Aid and we look in particular at the song, Do They Know It's Christmas, it painted a picture of Africa as a land of pain and suffering and very little else. We have lyrics that talk of Africa as a land where there's no running water and the only water comes from people's tears. It depicted Africa as a place where the only joy every year is for people who can manage to stay alive. And so even though it raised a ton of money very quickly, it essentially destroyed Africa's image in the modern world for so many people, when in fact it was trying to deal with a specific famine in Ethiopia. Instead of sort of focusing on that particular famine, it decided to paint 54 countries, 1.4 billion people in over 2,000 different languages.
So was it the,
as a man of suffering only.
Sorry to cut across your deep, but so was it the sort of generality of the song that was the problem, or were there wider problems than that? Because I imagine Bob Geldof's defence would be, look, people were dying and we raised money to help them.
Yeah. So, I mean, firstly, it's the wider image. I mean, you can imagine the long term impacts of painting a region in this way. I mean, you know, people may want to send, people may want to send a dollar or two over to Africa, but you wouldn't want to, you know, go on holiday to this country. You wouldn't want to start a business in this region. You wouldn't want to actually invest in the region in a way in which actually leads to long term growth and success. And so this image, and in particular in Ethiopia, what it led to was suddenly this influx of money. And in many cases, that money was misused by the Ethiopian government. And at the time, there was, in fact, a civil war that was going on. And there were all these different elements that led to the famine. But the actual context of that disaster was sort of ignored for this broader image that they realized they could raise a ton more money if they, you know, got some celebrities together and painted this dark dystopian image of Africa. And that is a template that's been used by so many other charities.
Would you describe it as, was it an offensive view of Africa, of Africa, that however unintended it might have been, was it offensive in your view?
Oh yeah, certainly. It's incredibly offensive. And you can sort of make that mistake once, but they've released Band-Aid about three times now. Over and over again, they keep making the same mistakes and they keep being told that actually this is incredibly offensive to describe this vast region as one of suffering and pain and nothing else. There's, you know, absolutely nothing wrong with people around the world wanting to help a crisis wherever it exists. But you must do so ensuring that there is dignity and decency for those in the region.
Dipo, can I ask you, just to finish, can I ask you a very unnuanced question and feel free to give a nuanced answer? Would it have been better if Live Aid hadn't happened?
I personally think that for the long-term health of the continent, that it would have been better if it hadn't happened. The crisis in Ethiopia could have been dealt with. In other words, it's not as if sort of Live Aid solved the crisis itself. So I certainly believe that, you know, we would have been better off if we didn't have the particular campaign, not only for the impact that the campaign had, but also the way it inspired so many other campaigns to do the same thing. It's been probably one of the biggest challenges that the continent has faced is the image of the region. People can't do business around the world. The continent has lost so much money as a result of that. And it's been such a huge challenge for the region. So I certainly think that it would have been better off if it hadn't happened. That's not to say that, you know, the continent or anywhere in the world would be better off if people didn't want to help in a crisis. It's how it happens that really matters the most.
Dipo Faloen, author of Africa is Not a Country. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think. 087 1400.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.